from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. Director of National Intelligence resigns. The U.S. Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, has submitted his resignation, but will stay on until the end of the Obama administration.
I submitted my letter of resignation last night, which felt pretty good. I got 64 days left, and I think I'd have a hard time with my wife, anything past that.
Mr. Clapper spoke before a U.S. Congressional Intelligence Committee hearing on Thursday. The outgoing director has served the U.S. government for more than six decades. He began his career in the U.S. Air Force. Mr. Clapper has been the National Intelligence Director since August of 2010. Donald Trump is denying reports of infighting within his transition team and claims via Twitter that a very organized process is taking place as he selects members of his cabinet. Mr. Trump has been under fire for his choice of chief White House strategist, and questions persist about the role of his three children and son-in-law in the process. In addition, he's facing continued opposition among ordinary Americans who found his campaign rhetoric offensive and divisive. Zlatica Hoke reports.
United!
Students at Yale University walked out of classes on Wednesday to support undocumented peers. Protest organizers are calling for their schools to shelter people who may face deportation. In New York City, Trump's name was removed from three rental towers he once owned after 600 residents signed an online petition.
We knew that we did not feel safe with his name on the building.
Some Republican lawmakers also have criticized Trump in the past, but they presented a united front on Wednesday. The new Congress will have a Republican majority in both chambers. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News.